This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am glad to be with all of you in the house of God this morning to worship together. It is my joy to welcome you if this is your first time worshiping here at West End United Methodist Church. We are so glad that you're here and hope that you feel the Spirit of Christ moving in this place and feel welcomed by those sitting around you. One of our practices that helps us get to know one another as a congregation is to register our attendance each Sunday morning. There are pads at the end of each row, and if you wouldn't mind signing those to let us know you were here, and then as they make their way back down the row, notice the names of others sitting on the row with you, and there will be an opportunity at the passing of the peace and certainly at the end of the service to reach out to one another and perhaps meet someone new today. If you are visiting with us and would like to know more about this congregation, perhaps looking for a church home, if you come through this door at the end of the service into Reed Hall, which is the gathering area there, there will be Andrew ministers with blue name tags on, and they can give you a tour of the church or answer any questions you might have and let you begin to get to know us as a congregation. Our youth have been on retreat this week, many of our youth, and we have been in prayer for them, and they should be returning home toward the end of this service. We wanted to let you know that even though there was a retreat this weekend, the youth will still go to Green Street, as they do every month, for feeding and being present with families struggling with homelessness, and that will be at 5 o'clock from 5 to 7 tonight for our youth. Our annual Charge Conference, which is a gathering for all the congregation, will be on November 19th at 1 o'clock. And if you'd like to attend and would like to have lunch on that day, the information on how to RSVP for that is in your insert this morning. We gather this morning for a great tradition, not only of this congregation, but of our Christian community. For centuries, Christians have gathered on the Sunday after All Saints' Day to remember and celebrate those brothers and sisters in Christ who have gone before us. And this morning, we will name, by name, those saints from this congregation who have passed on into eternity during the past year. It is a holy and sacred service. And for those of you who may be afresh in your grief, I hope that you know that your tears and your praise are all welcome in this service. And we have the beautiful liturgy written by Thomas Cranmer in the 16th century that helps to give us words and images when sometimes our own words fail. So may we all together lift our hearts in praise and worship on this All Saints Sunday.
Thank you. are children of one God.
One God has created.
Therefore, we will be faithful to one another. Come, sisters, come, brothers, great is our God and greatly to be praised. Join me in prayer. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear this invitation. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins and are in love and charity with your neighbors and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith and take this holy sacrament to your comfort and make your humble confession to Almighty God. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all people, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed by thought, word, and deed against thy divine majesty. We do earnestly repent and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. For thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honor and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of thy great mercy has promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn to thee, have mercy upon us, pardon and deliver us from all our sins, confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and bring us to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what comfortable words the scriptures say to all that truly turn to the Lord. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And as a forgiven and reconciled people, let us exchange signs of reconciliation and love. The peace of Christ be with you.
Thank you.
Let us pray for the whole state of Christ's Church. Most merciful Father, we humbly beseech thee to receive these our prayers for the universal church, that thou wilt confirm it in the truth of thy holy faith, inspire it with unity and concord, and extend and prosper it throughout the world.
We beseech thee also so to guide and strengthen the witness of the church to those in authority in all nations, that they may maintain the justice and welfare of all people.
Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all ministers of thy church, that both by their life and doctrine they may set forth thy true and lively word and faithfully administer thy holy sacraments.
And to all thy people give thy heavenly grace, that with willing heart and due reverence they may hear and receive the holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their lives.
And we most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to support and strengthen all those who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity.
We remember with thanksgiving those who have loved and served thee in thy church on earth, who now rest from their labors, especially those most dear to us, whom we name before thee.
Barbara Elizabeth Tuggle Ezell.
James Claude Rackard.
Annie Ruth Close.
Raleigh Franklin Lane, Jr.
Carol Lloyd Crowell Byer.
Virginia Hubble Tipton Craig.
Chester Michael Wagoner, Sr.
Barbara Louise Britt Bundy.
George Carey Grigg, Sr.
Baby Hope Racine.
Dale Allison Smith.
Vonnie Opal Luton.
John G. Russell, Jr.
Matthew Hughes Dobson, the fourth.
Eleanor Jones Burt.
Robert P. Smiley.
Charla Hudson Honea.
Percy Wilkins, Jr.
Jane Porter Bracey.
Thor Anton Catalone.
Francis Irwin Rudolph Edwards.
Ronald Wyatt Bailey.
Walter G. Gobble.
Christine Sladen Tibbet.
Kenneth Marty Lamar Gilbert.
Marjorie Jones English.
Richard Thomas Hagee, Jr.
John Allen Duke.
Alexander G. Swiston.
Rodney Lyle Bragg.
John Jefferson Edwards.
Jerry Mack Edwards.
Melissa Penry Williams.
James Clayton Holm.
Carolyn Price Morrison Barton.
Emily Glass Woodward.
Jean Hart Stewart.
And we keep in our hearts and minds others dear to us who also rest from their labors.
Keep us in fellowship with all thy saints, and bring us at length to the joy of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O God, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our only mediator and advocate. Amen.
Let us pray together the prayer for illumination. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and the word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. A lesson from the Old Testament, Joshua 3, 7 through 17. The Lord said to Joshua, "This day I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, so that they may know that I will be with you as I was with Moses. You are the one who shall command the priests who bear the Ark of the Covenant. When you come to the edge of the waters of the Jordan, you shall stand still in the Jordan." Joshua then said to the Israelites, "Draw near and hear the words of the Lord your God." Joshua said, "By this you shall know that among you is the living God, who without fail will drive out from before you the Canaanites, Hittites, Hivites, Perizzites, Girgashites, Amorites, and Jebusites. The Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth is going to pass before you into the Jordan. So now select 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one from each tribe. When the soles of the feet of the priests who bear the Ark of the Lord of all the earth, rest in the waters of the waters of the Jordan flowing from above shall be cut off. They shall stand in a single heap. When the people set out from their tents to cross over the Jordan, the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant were in front of the people. Now the Jordan overflows all its banks throughout the time of harvest. So when those who bore the ark had come to the Jordan, and the feet of the priests bearing the ark were dipped in the edge of the water, the waters flowing from above stood still, rising up in a single heap far off at Adam, the city that is beside Zarethan, while those flowing towards the Sea of the Arabah, the Dead Sea, were wholly cut off. Then the people crossed over opposite Jericho. While all Israel were crossing over on dry ground, the priests who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood on dry ground in the middle of the Jordan until the entire nation finished crossing over the Jordan. The word of God for the people of God.
When I was growing up, one of my favorite hymns to sing was Marching to Zion. We sang it every now and then on Sunday mornings, but we sang it a lot at my family camp meeting, which I've already told you about, probably more than you want to know. But this gathering we have of kinfolks every summer for a week, we sing all the old gospel hymns, and Marching to Zion was one that we sang at least two or three times during the week. It's just so easy to sing. We're marching to Zion. And as a kid, as a teenager, I just loved singing that hymn. But then I grew up, and I went to seminary, and I got more theologically sophisticated. And I began to wonder if perhaps the Christian church might not need to spend so much time dwelling on heaven. Shouldn't we spend more time focused on the kingdom of God being revealed here and now? Isn't it an abandonment of God's world to dwell too much on going to heaven, as if the life of faith is just all about saying, I believe in Jesus and now I'm going to heaven and that's all that matters? And so many of us in the church began to set aside some of these old hymns and some of this old theology that focused a little too much on heaven. But sometimes I wonder if we've lost something as the people of faith. I do think, now that I have gone a little further in my journey, and now that I've lost both of my parents and have stood with many of you as you have lost loved ones and others across my ministry, I wonder if we do need more often to be reminded of the hope of eternal life, the promise of resurrection. Yes, we are called to be fully invested in this world and love our neighbors as ourselves. And we are also those who are awaiting that day when God shall reconcile all the world to God's self, when we shall be redeemed, when we shall be living in eternal light and love and completion. Today is All Saints Sunday. And today is one of those days when we, as the people of faith, get to step back and remember the promise of resurrection. Many things happen on this All Saints Day. We, as a community of faith, gather to name and remember those beloved saints from this particular community of faith, whom we have loved and whom we have lost. Those who have passed on into eternal life, whom we no longer see. And all of us bring with us not only members of this congregation, but members of our own families, loved ones, and friends for whom we still grieve. And it is important that we bring that grief and those tears with us. What better place to weep than among the fellow believers in the church? So as I said earlier, if your tears fall this morning, your tears are welcome in this time of worship. So we gather to remember, to acknowledge our grief, and we gather to affirm our faith in the promise of resurrection and eternal life. So why would we be hearing from the book of Joshua on All Saints Sunday? Doesn't that seem a bit odd? Well, first of all, I have to say it is in the lectionary for Sunday, so I'm not crazy. I saw it there, and I chose it because in this story of the Israelites crossing the Jordan into the Promised Land, there is a beautiful image for us at this moment on our journey. And I want to give credit where credit is due. My friend and colleague David Callis is the one who lifted up this image for me the first time. And so I want to share it with you. So what's going on in this moment in the book of Joshua? Well, if you know the story of the Israelites, they were enslaved in Egypt for hundreds of years, and then they were liberated from slavery by God, led by Moses through the wilderness for 40 years, waiting to return to the Promised Land. And this story that Sue read for us is that moment when they are crossing the Jordan River and entering the Promised Land. How many hymns, how many spirituals, how many poems speak of the Jordan River as that veil that stands between us and eternal life? Deep river, my home is over Jordan. For us in the Christian faith, that Jordan River has come to represent that place where we cross over from this life into eternal life. And so what's happening in this story in Joshua, I want you to picture it in your mind. Hundreds of thousands of the people of God are walking in a line together and crossing the Jordan River. As the priests stand in the riverbed bearing the Ark of the Covenant, all of the people pass, one by one, into the Promised Land. What a powerful image for us on this day, as we remember and celebrate those saints who have crossed over the river, who have entered into the Promised Land. As those Israelites were passing through, there were those who crossed the river first, and those behind couldn't see them anymore. They didn't know yet what the Promised Land looked like, but they all continued walking forward and singing the songs and the psalms of the faith, knowing and trusting that they were all heading in the same direction, and they were all connected in that line, the communion of the saints. So here we are this morning, and we are remembering those who've gone before us and singing the songs of faith. Which brings me back to that hymn, Marching to Zion. As I sang it at camp meeting this summer, I noticed some things I had never noticed before. This is not just a song about heaven and what happens on the other side of the Jordan. This is a song that is sung by us, those who are still making our way in that direction. Listen to verse 3. The hill of Zion yields 1,000 sacred sweets before we reach the heavenly fields or walk the golden streets. Before we enter into that life eternal, we taste eternal life now. There are 1,000 sacred sweets for us to savor and enjoy that God has given to us here and now. And then verse 4. This is our song, the song that we sing on this side of the Jordan. Then let our songs abound and every tear be dry. We are marching through Emmanuel's ground. This is Emmanuel's ground. You know that name that was given to Jesus the Christ, which means God with us. God who became one of us and dwells among us. We are living in the land of God with us, not forsaken, and in that long and steady stream of saints moving in the direction of light and love. So let us remember all of those saints who are on the other side are cheering us on, And by their example, we continue on our journey, celebrating and looking for the kingdom of God in the here and now, and singing our songs of faith. Then let our songs abound and every tear be dry. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground. To fairer worlds on high, to fairer worlds on high. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Amen. And now let us continue singing our song of faith and affirming our faith together. I invite you to stand as you're able and join with me in our Apostles' Creed, number 881. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
As we come to a time of prayer, we always lift up the joys and concerns of our congregation as an offering to our loving God. If you have prayer requests that you would like to share, please fill out a gray card that's located in the pew racks in front of you. Please indicate if you would like those prayer requests to be shared or if they should remain confidential. And in a few moments, you can place those cards in the offering plates as they are passed down the pew. You'll notice we have two roses on the altar this morning, and for two reasons, very special ones. The first is that we celebrate with Mildred Tilley and Richard Stewart in the birth of their granddaughter, Molly Claire Stewart, who was born October 24th to Craig and Jennifer Stewart. And then also we celebrate the birth of Evelyn Mitchell Burke, who was born October 25th to Justin and Christine Burke. She is welcomed also by her big sister Marion Burke and grandparents Fran and Kathy Bass. Also, we have some deaths to announce this week. The first was that we found out late in the week that the father of West End member Rob Bigelow passed away at his home. And so Rob has returned to be with his family, and we want to keep Rob and all of his family in our prayers at this time. It is also with great sorrow that we announce the death of Dr. Ewart Goodell Watts, who died Friday, November 3rd. We do not have any information yet about services, but we will let everyone know when they are available. Many of you knew Dr. Watts. He was a special presence here for many, many years. He survived by his three daughters, Joan Missler, Janet Bryant, and Dee Dee Vickers, and their families. And of course, Dr. Watts will top our list next year of saints that have gone before us. If you would join me in a moment of silent prayer to lift up these persons and also any prayer concerns that may be on our hearts and minds. Thanks be to God. Amen. In celebration of the God of life who sustains, upholds, saves, and watches over us, let us continue our worship through the offering of our tithes and gifts.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord. It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, everlasting God. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there by the one offering of himself a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world, and did institute and in his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and bless and sanctify with thy holy word and Holy Spirit these gifts of bread and wine, that we, receiving them, according to thy Son, our Savior Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his passion, death, and resurrection, may be partakers of the divine nature through him, who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it in remembrance of me." Let us pray. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, we, thy humble servants, desire thy fatherly goodness mercifully to accept this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, most humbly beseeching thee to grant that by the merits and death of thy Son, Jesus Christ, and through faith in his blood, we and thy whole church may obtain forgiveness of our sins and all other benefits of his passion. And here we offer and present unto thee, O Lord, ourselves, our souls and bodies, to be a reasonable, holy, and lively sacrifice unto thee, humbly beseeching thee that all we who are partakers of this holy communion may be filled with thy grace and heavenly benediction. And although we be unworthy, through our manifold sins, to offer unto thee any sacrifice, yet we beseech thee to accept this our bounden duty and service, not weighing our merits, but pardoning our offenses, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory be unto thee, O Father Almighty, world without end. Amen. Let us continue in prayer. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies, we are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to partake of this sacrament of thy Son, Jesus Christ, that we may walk in newness of life, may grow into his likeness, and may evermore dwell in him and he in us. As we prepare to come to this table with the communion of the saints in this world and in the eternal world, we come with the invitation and at the invitation of Jesus Christ. This table is open to all who are here. You do not have to be a United Methodist. You do not have to be anything at all, but willing to come. So we hope that all who are here will come and feel welcome. If you feel led to give an offering for the missions of this congregation, our communion offering this month goes to the Siloam Clinic for their Nashville Neighbors program, which is specifically toward new refugees in our community. If this is your first time receiving communion in this particular congregation, the servers will be served first, followed by the choir, and then our friends in the balcony, then the transepts, and finally the rest who are in the nave will be invited forward. As you come forward, you're invited to kneel at the altar as you're able and open up your hands in a posture of vulnerability and receiving, and you will be served in that way. And after receiving, you're welcome to stay and pray as long as you would like at these altar rails. If you need gluten-free offering of bread, that station is available right in front of the lectern, and so just let your servers know, and we'll serve you in that way. And now let us come and join all the communion of saints at this table of grace. peace of the Lord be with you. Let us give thanks unto the Lord. Almighty and most merciful God, from thee comes every good and perfect gift. We give thee praise and thanks for all thy mercies. Thy goodness has created us. Thy bounty has sustained us. Thy discipline has chastened us. Thy love has redeemed us. Give us a heart to love and serve thee. Today we show our thankfulness for all thy goodness and mercy by giving up ourselves to thy service, cheerfully submitting in all things to thy blessed will through Jesus Christ our Savior.
Thank you.
And now let our songs abound, going from this place out into God's world. May the light of Christ shine through us as we make our way toward eternity. Go in Christ's peace.